We continue our learning of Nishmas, Helen, Basleya, Susan, Basleya, David, Ben Menachem, and Yaakov, and Benichel Shalio. We're in Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Ve'elu ochlin min ha-Torah. The following people, the following workers, are able to eat the produce that they're working with, Amidoraisa. These are psukim in Parshas Kiseitze. For example, Kisavo b'kamas reyecha. A person is working with the wheat of his, the standing wheat of his friend, ve'kaftafta mililos biyadecha. Or Kisavo, a person comes to the kerem of his friend, v'achata anavim, is able to eat the grapes. So these are people able to eat min ha-Torah as they are working. Ha'oseh b'mechub l'karka, a person who is working with produce, but he's able to eat them b'shas gemar malacha. After the fruit has already ripened, he's able to then pull them out of the ground. A person's harvesting grapes, a person's harvesting olives, so he's permitted to do so, as the pasuk says there, ve'el kel yecholo sitain in Parshas Kiseitze. So what do we learn from there? Don't put them in your kli, into your basket. So it must be b'shas sha'ata nosin lekelev shel bal habayis ata ochel. At the time that you're putting that which you harvest into the kli of the bal habayis, of the owner of the field, that's when you're able to eat. But ve'el kel yecholo sitain, you're allowed to eat it as you're walking, but you can't put it away for storage and take it out. You can't have it wrapped up and take it out. As you're eating, you're able to do so. But the fact that it says El Kel Yecholo Sitain, it must be that you're harvesting, everything's ripe already. That's why you're holding a kli of the bal habayis. So if it's but if it's earlier on where you're not putting it into the kli of the bal habayis, then you don't have any right to eat at all. So that's once again Ha'oseh b'mechub l'karka, a person who's working with a produce that's attached to the ground, b'shas gemar malach, at the time that it's already ripe. Uvitolush min ha'karka ad shelo nigmra malachto. If a person is working with produce that have detached from the ground, then ad shelo nigmra malachto, he's able to eat from them as he's dealing with them before their gemar malach. Now, what's considered gemar malach? Gemar malach of something attached to the ground is when it ripens. What's considered gemar malach when something already has been harvested, already detached from the ground? That's when there's a gemar malach for maser. We learned this in Seder Zroim, where all that you have left is a chiyuv of maser. Or let's say if you have something, if you're dealing with a wheat, with a zechi of challah, so you're able to eat from it up until the point where the chi of challah sets in. Once the chi of challah sets in, or the chi of maser on the produce sets in, so then you can't eat from it anymore. And then the Mishnah says, b'davar, b'davar shegidul amenaretz. This all applies to that which grows from the ground. So the Gemara has several brisos where we learn this from the following pasuk. It says, Lo sachsom shor bidisho, which teaches us that in Parshas Kiseitze, that we're not permitted to muzzle an ox as he is threshing. So the Gemara learns the following. The fact that it says shor, it mentions an ox specifically, and doesn't just say lo sidosh b'chasima, don't allow an animal to thresh when it is if it's muzzled. And the fact that it mentions shor specifically comes to teach us that we're supposed to make, that's an extra word, to teach us that we're supposed to make a link between the chosem and the nechsam to the chosem, which means the person who is doing the muzzling and the one that who is muzzled, and the one who is muzzled to the one who is doing the muzzling, which means Adam to Shor and Shor to Adam. Now, Adam is doing the muzzling, he's the chosem, the Shor is the nechsam, the one who's being muzzled, he's the subject of the of this. So what's the link that we're going to make between an Adam and a Shor and a Shor and an Adam regarding eating, as the same way the Shor is eating as it's doing work, and a poel we assume is able to eat as he is doing work? So we learn the following. Ma Adam, the Gemara says, Ochel b'mechubar, afshor ochel b'mechubar. Just like a person is able to eat when the produce is attached to the ground, as we spoke about before, we quote the psukim, Kisavo b'kamas reyecha, Kisavo b'kem reyecha, and velkel lo sitain. So just like we know that a person is able to eat from the produce as he is working, if the produce is attached to the ground, So too, a shore can also eat, although there's no specific pasuk that speaks about whether it's attached or detached from the ground. He's able to eat from the produce when it's attached to the ground. And not only that, uma shore ochel betolosh. And just like we know, a shore is able to eat that which is detached. That's I know because he's threshing and threshing that shas disha. It's already been harvested. It's already detached to the ground. So I have a pasuk regarding a shore, regarding an animal with respect to eating from it as you're working when it's detached to the ground. And well, I don't have a pasuk regarding a person. So I link the two. Af Adam ochel betalush kshosa b'malacha. So the shor teaches me that Adam also can eat when it's detached, and an Adam teach me that the shor can eat even when it's attached. Not only that, the fact that it says shor b'disho as it's threshing, in its threshing, and it doesn't say lo sachsom shor b'malachto, it doesn't say don't muzzle the shore when it's doing its malacha, it's coming to teach me that we compare all malachos, all types of malachos, to dayish, to threshing. In what way? Just like dayish, just like threshing is specifically something that's gidule karka, something that's that is something that grows from the ground, and in that case we allow a worker to eat from it, so too anything that's gidule karka we allow a pole to eat. But if you're not working with gidule karka, so then you're excluded, because that's not included in lo sach shorm shor bidisho. It has to be gidule karka, and that excludes a person who's cholev, mechabetz, megabein. A person is making milk, is making cheese, whey. That's not gidule karka. So a pole is not allowed to eat them as he's making cheese. He can't eat from it. Not only that, just like dayish threshing is something that is a davar shelo nigmara malachto lemeiser ulachala. When we talk, that which is being threshed, it's not ready yet. It doesn't have the gemar malacha where it's ready for challah separation. That's not till later, till they make it into dough. And even maser, that's when you pile it up. It's not piled up yet. So when do we allow a pole to eat from it? Where it's davar shelo nigmara malachto. So too, it has to be any other case, any other food. It's only where it's detached from the ground. It's only where it's gidule karka, and it's not. It doesn't have gemar malacha, but if a person, let's say, is dealing with the dates and figs, which are stuck together, he's now, what's he doing? He's separating them with some type of kli, so that has a gemar malacha. Those were chayv and masa already. A poel, the fact that he's dealing, that's the type of work he's doing, separating them out, they're stuck together, it's already past gemar malacha, poel is not permitted to eat that. That's also derived from lo sach shom shor bidi. Show. This also excludes someone who is doing lisha or what we call mekatef, where someone is taking off a piece of the dough and he's smoothing out the top of the dough with some type of maybe with egg or some type of liquid, and a person who bakes. This is where there's already gemar malacha for challah, so a poel can't eat from it either when he's dealing with the dough or baking or the like. Let's say someone though is separating out the little pebbles from the wheat after they already had master separated from them, or let's say he's grinding them or he's sifting them, since it doesn't have gemar malacha for challah, it may have had gemar malacha for maaser, but since it's chitim, it's wheat, and wheat still is going to be baked into bread and made into dough, and it hadn't been, and therefore it doesn't have a gemar malacha for challah yet. Then he's able to eat from them. Then the Mishnah says ve'elu she'enon Ochlim. And the following polem workers are not able to eat midin Torah with the midoraisa, the food that they're working with, unless the minog is in that particular place that these people are able to eat, or maybe they made a tanai in advance with the balabais, and that is ha'osib v'chuba l'karka b'shashen gemar malacha. Person who is dealing with something attached to the ground where it's not yet gemar malacha on that produce. Remember, gemar malacha means it's already ripe, but here a person is hoeing underneath the vineyards. He can't eat from the grapes at that point. Person is weeding out when he's dealing with onions or garlic. He's weeding out the area. So he's not able to eat from it because He's because this is not considered yet them to have Gemar Malacha. It's not the time of Gemar Malacha yet. So therefore, not completely ripe, not ready for harvesting, and therefore he's not able to eat. Uvitolosh menakarka me'achar sheni Gemar Malachto. Person who is dealing with fruit, a produce that's detached from the ground. So after Gemar Malacha, he's also not able to eat. That's what we said. A person is dealing with dates, already had a Gemar Malacha for Maaser, or he's dealing with, he's working with dough after it owes Chayv and Chali, can eat from it either, as we said. Uvedavar shein gidula min aretz, or something that doesn't grow from the ground. He's dealing with milk or the flesh of the meat from an animal, can't eat from it as well. So that's where the Mishnah says, ve'enon shein ochlim midaraisa, that's where you're working with something attached to the ground before Gemar Malacha, or something detached from the ground after Gemar Malacha, so that's, and something that does not grow from the ground, all are areas where if you're a poel, you're not able to eat as you work. Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel Ose Haya Ose Biyadav Avalo Baraglav. Here, a person is doing malacha with his hands, but not with his feet. Let's say he's harvesting, or he's harvesting grapes or wheat. Or let's say Baraglav Avalo Biyadav. He's working with his feet, but not with his hands. He's, let's say, pressing, doing pressing grapes. Afili B'Kseifo, even if Abayis hired him to schlep things, with his shoulders, literally. He's schlepping produce from one place to another. Hare ze ochel. He's able to eat, even though he's only working with his hands and not his feet. His feet, not his hands, or even schlepping on his shoulders. He's able to eat the peros midin toros, so meaning follow the rules of Gemar Malacha that we've seen in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Ache Yase Biyadov Uvaraglov. When do we allow a poel to work? When do we permit a poel to eat min haTorah, the produce that he's working with? It's only when he's working with his hands and feet at the same time. And the Gemara explains why. Because, remember what we did. Lo sachsom shor bedisho. We compare the chosem to the nechsam. The one who does the muzzling to the one who's being muzzled, which means we compare a human being to an animal. And adam l'shor. And therefore, what do we know about a shor? A shor is doing his work both biyadav uveraglav. So a poel, only if he's working with his hands and feet do we say that he's able to eat. But the Tanakhama holds. No, it says, ki savo bikem re'echa. If you coming into the vineyard of your friend, b'chol derech avodashi, any type of work that you're going to do, you have the right to eat as you are working.